Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7 on this Wednesday morning, the morning after the election. Dave Doney, glad you could join me. Our guest today is Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. Cloudy skies and rain to start the day. Probably going to see rain throughout the day as well, but then tomorrow looking much better. Sunny skies, a high near 64, and on Friday, sunny with a high near 65. Commissioner Bubb, first off, congratulations on your re-election. We were down last night at the Newark Station, and the first thing I will say is, boy, the weather couldn't have been any better for an election day. I mean, can you remember that kind of weather for an election in November?
It was a nice day. We've had nice weather in early November, and you always hope for a good weather day on election day, just so that it won't discourage people from standing in some lines. And I'm humbled by the victory. For me, this is my sixth term as your county commissioner in Licking County, and the people of Licking County came out and gave myself and Commissioner Flowers a strong mandate to continue our approach to county government, along with our partner Rick Black, and we're going to do that. Busy day today, and even a busier day tomorrow. We just, frankly, you take a bow and keep moving.
You know,
we got work to do.
How taxing, though, is it to run an election, run a candidacy, and then have to sit there and knowing all that you've done and met and spoke to folks? I talked to Kevin Miller, state representative, last night, and he just kind of took a big, deep sigh. He's like, folks don't understand it. It's very, very hard to run.
That's why a lot of people won't run for election. It is a tough gig. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you in my response to you, because you and I know each other pretty well, and at this point, I just got reelected, so I'll tell it exactly like it is. I had a token candidate against me, a token candidate who's run against me before, but who chooses not to really run, but just occupy a ballot spot, so I was not seriously challenged in that election. In other words, my idea of a candidate running against you in an election is, let's debate the issues, let's talk about it, let's run hard, and let's let the chips fall where they may. And I'm fully aware of that and willing to do it. However, my opponent chose not to even appear. So it wasn't as taxing for me, I'm being honest with you. However, that allows me as a county commissioner to give my 100% effort to the job that I do. I'm in that office every day, and we've got plenty on our agenda. So that was a break for me that I didn't have to step aside from some of my responsibilities as commissioner to be out there working 100 hours a week struggling to win an election. Now, Commissioner Flowers had a tougher challenge. Bryn Bird, who we respect as a Granville Township trustee, and we respect the race that she ran him hard. And he ran hard, and that was what I call a good, civil, adult-like election where they talked about the issues, they brought it, and the people decided. So I'm just being honest with you. Both commissioners were returned to office, myself by about a 68% margin, about a 2-to-1 margin. And I'll take that any day of the week. That's fairly consistent with how I've been elected for the past 5 terms. I'm humbled by that. I really am, because the people of Licking County did and do have a choice, and they did, and they've given me the honor of serving them, continuing into a sixth term, and I plan to work just as hard at that, and I'll do the very best I can.
And we're going to get into some of the things that, I spoke to Commissioner Flowers last night, and you and I talked last night about some of the things that you guys are going to be really focused on here, that folks need to hear about. But I'm just, real quick, your first blush as you watch the elections come in, not only here locally but statewide and on the national level. Anything surprise you? Anything jump out at you that went, wow, I wasn't expecting that?
I wasn't expecting quite the red wave that we saw. It was a tidal wave.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans won some key seats around the country to basically, it would appear, will control both houses of the federal legislature and the White House. But that's also a mandate, because once you have both sides of the Senate and the House and the presidency, you have no excuse for not delivering. In other words, you can't blame it on the Democrats because they filibustered or something. That's not local government. Mm-hmm. That's the federal government that I'm looking at. It's the same one that serves you and I and everyone on this audience. And so they've got no excuses now. You know, you have agenda items. You've got a mandate from the country, pretty much, even though it's still a split vote, to get it done. And so there are no excuses now. It's time to quit the finger pointing and to govern and deliver.
On the local side of it, a lot of funding issues did not fare very well yesterday, and I think people, you know, will say property tax has been going up. But one that did fare well, I think off the top of my head, one by about 17%, was Licking County, the senior services levy. And I know you've been a big proponent of that. That had to make you feel good to see that it passed with that majority.
Well, sure it did. I was a big supporter of them, always have been. And I'm also a senior citizen. I'm part of that 40%. You're getting there, Dave. Part of that 40% that's over the age of 60 in Licking County. And we have to look out for our seniors. We can't put everyone in a nursing home. People have to be able to age safely and have livability at home. And that's what the aging program does through the big aging program, but also the other agencies that provide service. We're trying to help keep people in their homes, keep them viable, help keep them fed. We're working on transportation and all the things that seniors need. We have to be a senior-friendly community. And if we're not, then we're not a special community. So I'm all about this, and it has nothing to do with me being over the age of 60. I can get along fine. But we need to be a senior-friendly community, more so than we are. And I know Melissa Owens, you've had her on here in the aging program, and that's a big priority for them. They have this levy behind them now. They have a mandate to move forward with funding. It's time to focus on some of the issues related to our senior community, because they are a very viable part of our workforce and our community. And I am honored again that the people of Licking County stood behind the senior levy with their property tax dollars. They know how important it is, and we're all headed for the same direction here. So let's do the right thing in Licking County, and that's what we generally always try to do.
Yeah, God willing, all of us will get to that age where you will need those services. And that's what Melissa Owens, I talked to her last night, and she said the same thing. And she echoed what you said. She goes, you know, people don't understand, when you're worried about getting a levy, you start to think about, okay, here's things that I've got to cut if this does not work. They don't want to spend their time on that. They want to spend their time on making sure these services are provided and folks are taken care of. So she was very appreciative of the voters backing that levy. And then the other thing, I just got off the phone with Brian Mead, Director of Licking County Board of Elections. And this is another group, Commissioner. A lot of folks have now taken kind of not a favorable view of Board of Elections. But boy, oh boy, did these people run a great ship over there. And yesterday was no different. Things ran pretty smoothly.
Well, we do. Ohio, generally, and Licking County have a tremendous record for integrity in the election process. They run test ballots all the time. They come out just the same as hand-counted ballots. We do it right. We vote people. We give them every opportunity to vote. And about 74% of the people who are registered took advantage of that. Now, my challenge to them is next year's not your election. City, local races, township races, municipal races, school board races. Let's get 72% out in those races and cast intelligent votes, too, because it's not about being an amateur voter and voting once every 4 years in the presidential. And then, well, I've done my duty. Mm-hmm. I'll see you again in 2028. That doesn't cut it for me. There are important issues and candidate races on the ballot that affect your life, the schools that your children and grandchildren attend, your townships and your municipalities. All of them face big challenges here in Licking County with growth. And by golly, get out there and make your voice heard next year for them as well. And let's not have that drop-off where we have 72% in the presidential election and 29% next year in the off-year election. Because the message it sends to candidates is, guess the people don't care. They don't care about local races, so whatever. And I don't buy that, because local officials, and I'll hammer this as long as you'll give me the opportunity, local officials at the grassroots level in local communities do more things day in, day out, that affect your life and your quality of life every day than federal officials ever do.
I'm 100% with you, and from your lips to God's ears when it comes to getting out and voting. Because it's just funny you brought that up, because when I saw that late last night and this morning, I thought to myself, okay, well, let's see how this turns out the next time when it drops down to 30%, 20%, 15%. 15% sometimes. It is disheartening. I mean, it really is disheartening, especially on those local races where you have the greatest impact.
But not to lose your focus as well, to Brian Mead, the full-time staff, and the little army of part-time staff mm-hmm. that we employ at the county government on behalf of the state of Ohio to run that election. Kudos to them. My tip of the hat to them. I hope they're getting a breather today. I think the office probably is closed so they all go home and sleep. They have worked diligently and hard for the last month to get everyone voted, and they worked right up through it, and I'll tell you, they were exhausted. They did a credible, very credible job. Integrity not in question. And thanks to all the folks that ran the election here in Licking County, we got nothing to be ashamed about in that regard. Whether you like the results or not, the process worked, and we're still a free country. We're one of the few countries in the world where you really still have free elections that actually count for something.
Yep, they do a fantastic job. And to all those poll workers, those volunteers who were out and about, I think Brian said over 400 they had out and about yesterday.
They keep coming back.
Yep, and that's what he said. He goes, we don't have to have that issue of trying to recruit volunteers. No. He goes, Dave, these folks come back because they feel it's their duty.
Well, plus they bring a lot of good food with them to the polling place on election day. I'm worried some of these people put on a few pounds during the election. I'm just kidding.
No, but you are right, because when I got there yesterday, there were folks eating, but it was great.
I'll tell you, none of our poll workers starve on election day.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, our special guest today. Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. Cloudy skies and rain throughout the day today, but then beautiful on Thursday and Friday. So if you have a high school football game to go to Friday night, Licking Valley will be in action, taking on Bloom Carroll. If you're heading over there, it should be a beautiful night. If not, sit at home and listen to it right here.
That's a good
matchup. Buckeye Country. That should be.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
really, Bloom Carroll is Valley's for real.
Valley's loaded this year, but yep. BC is always a good team. Of course,
yes,
at this level, once you get to the second level of the playoffs, there's no gimmies.
And they won in a heart-pounding game against Bishop Hartley last week in the last 20 seconds. Mm. So, should be a real fun game on
Panthers.
Friday night. Yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully, they can get it done. No doubt about that. The only team left from Licking County. So,
yep.
Hopefully, the Licking Valley can continue to move on. Okay, so we've talked about it, and again, congratulations on your re-election on Tuesday. But real quick, and you and I were talking about this just now, you know, people always say my vote doesn't count. What does one vote count? Well, ask the folks in Hanover this morning, as now they're probably going to have to go to a recount, depending on what happens with the provisionals and that. I get that, but
yeah.
One vote difference, I believe, or it might have even been end up tied.
A road levy tied 347 to 347. It's interesting. Of course, they will recount it. They'll also have mail-ins that will arrive, so that could change. But if it does turn out to be a tie, they'll flip a coin.
Yeah.
So either you get new roads if it's heads, or no new roads if it's tails. I guess that's the way that works. But you're right. And there were several close issues out
sure.
in the county that were within a few votes. But that was the one that, at least on election night, was a tie.
And aggregation, I know you've talked about it. We've talked about that on several occasions. That did not pass last night, and again, you never know what the reasoning is. I think sometimes commissioner people think it's too good to be true, but you know, the voters spoke on that.
They did. I question the whether enough people really understood the term. As hard as we try to put it out there, most issues on the ballot involve property taxes and increases. It was interesting that the property tax reduction from 3 to 1.5 mils in Jersey Township was defeated. And I think it was just that no thing on issues, because that was cutting their particular levy in half. And in the case of aggregation, that was on in 12 townships. And we both know, and you know, that aggregation is an opportunity to buy power at wholesale level and save you some money. We have it in all four cities, Newark, Heath, Johnstown, Pataskala, all 10 villages in the county, and four townships have it. And those people all benefit, as do you, Dave
mm-hmm.
Doney. And I think had enough of the people in those 12 townships that were offered aggregation really understood it and thought about it, they would have supported it. It only lost by about 600 votes out of 12 townships. It's a shame. I mean, nothing will change, essentially. They keep paying the higher rates they're paying. So if you enjoy paying the higher utility rates, go for it. But I'm really frustrated for the several thousand people that voted for aggregation. It didn't quite climb the hill. And that could be on us because we did put it on in the presidential year, knowing that more people would vote in the presidential year. And I'm not making fun of anybody, but you have what I call some amateur voters that come out only in the presidential year, only to vote for the top of those national races, and they either don't vote the bottom, they're called incomplete ballots. They don't vote the bottom of the ticket, or they just don't know what they're doing, so if they don't understand, it's just no, no, no. Well, that's a shame, because in this particular case, is an issue to save you money. But we'll accept the voters' decision. Those 12 townships will, nothing changes, really. They'll continue to pay a higher rate and, you know, go for it.
That's right. I mean, that's all you can do voters is put it in front of them and see how it ends up. All right, let's talk a little bit about kind of the things that you're going to focus on. I know it's budget season coming up. It's always budget season, it seems like, for any county commissioner every time we talk about it. But what are some of those things now that the election's behind you that you're going to continue to hammer on in the commissioner's office?
Oh, my goodness. There are just so many things. There are a lot of development and infrastructure-related issues that just never go away. In a county that's growing and facing development pressure, there are decisions to be made and work to be done, and we're doing it. We're going to be in 2025 and 2026 building road infrastructure out in western Licking County. We're building water and sewer infrastructure across the county. Both the county and the Southwest Licking Community Water and Sewer District, who we support with ARPA money, we're doing our very best to bring water and sewer capability to areas that are in line for some development, because that's an important part of it. We're drinking from a fire hose in the regard to Licking County being on the grow. What we want, though, we want measured growth and always keep our eye on the ball in terms of quality of life for Licking County. We're not just trying to be like everyone else. There's a reason why companies want to move here. It's the quality of our county and the quality of life and the fact that, you know, we're not overgrown. And so while there is room for growth and room for expansion, it has to be measured in what I call smart growth, because we don't want to make those mistakes, because future generations will have to live with it.
You know, you talk about the growth and development, and one thing that I heard quite a bit last night, State Representative Kevin Miller talked about it, State Senator Tim Schaefer talked about it, is property taxes and folks just kind of wanting to know what is going on, how can this be impacted, and I know on the state level there's a commission that's been put together to look at it, but I mean, is that something that you folks are hearing at the commissioner's building as well, what can be done?
Oh, well, my goodness, yes, of course we hear it, and you hear it from your neighbors just like we do. Here's the deal. You know, the county commissioners can't control inflation. Inflation has been something we've had to live with, especially since the COVID scare and all the reaction to that. And inflation is an evil thing. It's a hidden punishment to people, because you're making more money, but you have less to spend. Because it's a vicious cycle. People obviously want more money for their labor, but the companies have to raise the price of their goods and services to accommodate that. So it's a vicious cycle to nowhere. And that's where we're paying a price for the federal government and this inflation cycle that really even goes back to the first Trump administration and through into the Biden years. And we can't seem to get out of that vicious cycle of inflation. It certainly has been tamped down. The cost of living certainly has not grown nearly as much this year as it has been. But that is a big issue, and it's a hidden tax and punishment, especially on seniors and people who are most of us have a fixed income, but seniors are really fixed. And we don't want to price people out of this market because they can't afford to live in their home. And that is a big issue, and that's going to have to be dealt with at the state legislative level. County commissioners do not have the authority to alter the property tax formula. We have downplayed the role of taxes on businesses to encourage development and utility development. However, that additional burden has been placed on the homeowner. And so when inflation goes up, your value goes up, so the legislature mandates reappraisal for all that property based on the new values. That's what you're all seeing. I feel it too, and Dave, you felt it. Mm-hmm. If you're a property owner, you've seen it. So where do we go from here? The legislature is going to have to deal with the reliance on just the personal property tax as the only way of funding a lot of services, because there's a limit to how far you can go before you price people out of their homes. And at the same time, you know, I hope that whoever is coming to power at the federal level is going to have to really deal with federal government spending and debt, because a lot of that is related to inflation, and inflation is a hidden tax on everyone. Don't think it isn't. Because everyone out there realizes this. You might be making a little more money, maybe you're not, but your cost of living goes up anyway, so you have less money net to spend.
Yeah, and as a county commissioner, you're past president of the County Commissioners Association. How often do you folks get together to say, all right, what can we say to the state? What can we do to kind of move the needle and get these people moving?
Only every year. We're just approving the new platform for our legislative priorities for 2025-2026, the state budgets 2 years at a time, and this new legislature in the first half of 2025 will go through that budget process and craft the state budget for the next 2 years, and they're going to have less money to spend. It's a fact. They've got to spend less at the state level. They've had a wealth of money. They've benefited from the state sales tax growth and spending as well over the past 2 to 4 years. Well, we're going to have to downsize ourselves a little bit and control this, because we can't afford to live in an inflationary cycle that just robs everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's got to be dealt with by adults. And by the way, it's not popular to do that. It's hard for a Representative Miller or Representative Claggett or the 99 reps or 33 senators in Ohio to deal with this, because dealing with inflation and dealing with that revenue question and property tax is not popular.
No, not at all.
You got to be a community leader to deal with some of these issues.
And after speaking, like I said, to Representative Miller and Senator Schaefer last night, that, believe me, that is top of the mind for the folks over in Columbus. Real quick, as we always like to do before we let you get out of here, folks, if they want to get your monthly newsletter, they want to learn more about what's happening, want to learn about the different things that are taking place in the county, how can they get that?
Well, they can listen to Dave Doney on the news here.
Well, they might as well, because my wife does this radio station.
But I'm always glad to hear from people. My address is real easy. Tim Bub, or T-Bub, let me get it right. T-Bub, T-B-U-B-B, at lickingcounty.gov. That's pretty simple. T-Bub at lickingcounty.gov. Shoot me an email or leave me a voicemail message, and we're always glad to plug in and talk to people.
Commissioner, again, congratulations on your victory on Tuesday. I wish you nothing but the best. And as always, I say this all the time, agree, disagree with Tim Bub. I will say this to you. The man is always willing to talk. We all know that. But, I mean, he's always willing to sit down and talk about your concerns. One of the few people in the county and in the state, quite honestly, that will do that on a regular basis. So
you sound like my wife saying that now.
Well, you know what? I took a shot at mine, so that's what I hear as well.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.